Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clay Bryant. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clay Bryant. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hermann reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Hubbell covering, for the out. Hermann moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bryant moves to second. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso fires to second and picks off Bryant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Hack reaches second base with a double. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery is hit by the pitch. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Demery moves to second. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-1 in the game. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to home to get Hack. Demery moves to third. Hartnett moves to second. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Bartel, who relays the ball to Cecil, who tags Collins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Demery scores. Hartnett scores. Marti moves to third. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bryant strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hack bunts towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 0-for-2 in the game. Marti hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Marti reaches second base with a double. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Marti settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Bryant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bryant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerges bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bryant moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bryant. The throw from Mancuso and he is out, out applying the tag. Gerges moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herman is walked intentionally. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hack hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Demery reaches third base with a triple. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Demery scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Marti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Marti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Ott reaches second base with a double. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Danning now catching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Clay Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bryant for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel strikes out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. Demery hits a fly ball into right field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hartnett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sam Leslie pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie takes first base on ball 4. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Leslie moves to second. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Giants, 0. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.